Oh, well, hello. You guys know it is crushing codependency season. So I'm answering a bunch of questions in a bunch of lives coming up until we start crushing codependency on April 6th. So come on in, say hello, tell me where you're coming in from. And then I have questions that you've already sent in to me that I'm just going to start today. And I'm going to keep going live every day, every other day until we start the program on April 6th. So come on in if you think that other people in your life could learn something about codependency. Feel free to share this with them. Say hi. Tell me where you're coming in from. I'm in upstate New York myself. Hello, Oregon's in the house. How you doing? Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, hi, Alexis. How you doing? Cuties. Welcome. Ensa. I'm so happy to see you. I'm just spontaneously just found you. Love your message so much. Thanks, Lauren. Here from DC. Oh, you're welcome, Mary. Hello, Brooklyn's in the house. I love it. All right, we are moving on. Illinois, how you doing? Santa Barbara, hi. Come on in. Hello from Toronto. Hi, cuteness. Tulum, how nice. I love that idea. From Kazakhstan. Amazing. Well, hello, Sydney, Australia's in the house, Virginia. I'm so happy to see all of you. Welcome. Mexico, Houston. Hello. All right, people, I'm going to hit. Oh, hi from Venezuela. I want to say, hola, ¿cómo está? Let's move into how do you know when you've crossed the line from caring to codependent? So that is the question that I'm going to at least start with. So do any of you struggle with that question? Hold on one sec, someone's here. Hold on, sorry about that. People, I'm coming. One second, who could possibly be here? Oh, hey there.
We didn't know which door.
That's okay, actually, Vic is in the studio. Let me call him out. I'm actually doing a live right now, so one sec. No worries. I don't want to make you stand out there either. Hold on, people, sorry, I'm coming. Anyhow, moving on to unbelievable. This is what happens when you live on a farm. Just shit is happening. You just have people coming or taking care of the geese. Anyway, how do you know? So the people are here. Can you come? Because I'm live. Thanks. All right, moving on. So how do you know when you've crossed the line from caring to codependent? And I think that for a lot of us, this is the problem. Because we actually think that being codependent is being caring. We don't know that there's another way to do it. So the first thing that you can do to figure out is what I'm doing actually caring is check your urgency, check your resentment, check how you feel inside. Do you feel an urgency like you have to do those things? Then that probably is leaning over into codependency. Do you feel put out? Do you feel resentful, right? Those are all indicators that you're not giving from a loving, well, or not from a free place, right? Because here's the thing. I don't think saying loving is the right way to actually describe what it is. It's more about being healthy. Like, are we giving from a healthy place? Hello, Emily. How are ya? I love all you guys are still joining. Wait, come on in. So I wonder, do you guys struggle with this? That you feel like you want to decide, are you codependent or are you being loving? I like to ask myself, what is my motive? Why am I doing this? Do I want to get love, attention, or gratitude? Oh, that was really a really good way of putting it, Little Red Corvette. Thank you. That's a perfect way when you can slow down and say, why am I giving? So much of the thing with codependency, where it's easy to sort of distinguish that that's happening, is you don't really feel like you have a choice. There's a part of you that wants to do it because it's how we were so identified with a lot of us, overgiving, overfunctioning, being the one that everybody comes to. So we can be over-identified with that. But when you really ask yourself, why am I doing it? I feel like I have to. If I don't, who will? There's a lot of sort of victim mentality, at least as I was going through this in my own life, where I could recognize that I didn't feel free. I didn't feel like I could say no. I felt like if someone was in crisis in my family, it was on me, right? It was, I needed to do it, because if I didn't, who would? But that's like exactly what every over-functioning, self-abandoning, codependent thinks. And the reality is, and what helped me so much when I was going through this myself, was really thinking about, if I was abducted by aliens, would this work thing that I'm sweating so much, would that get done? Would my company close? This is when I was a talent agent back in the day. Would they stop doing business if I was abducted by aliens? No, they wouldn't. So all of this importance that we put on it being us and that we have to do it, that is a codependent thing. And in reality, you know what? The world just keeps on spinning. You know what happens? The sun comes up tomorrow. We just keep living. That is what happens. But it feels like life and death. And it feels like we won't. Okay, I have another question I'm going to answer, but I'm looking at what you guys are writing. Why does codependency feel so comforting at times when I know it's not healthy? Well, why do you guys think? It is familiar. It is what you learned. It is what you saw. And a lot of times, it was a reaction to the way that you were treated as a kid. It was how you felt in control. It was how you could avoid getting in trouble, right? And someone said, is self-serving motives, is a codependent have self-serving motives? Not consciously, usually, right? It's usually an unconscious motive where when we're behaving codependently, it's like we wanna, it's how we feel like we can't be left, right? We feel like we're gonna add so much value to that. We're gonna be so important to this person that it's all about what we do though, right? When you're really codependent, it's hard for you to see your value, your inherent value. It's much easier to feel like I am as valuable as the value that I add to your life. That's how valuable I am. And that, of course, that is not true because you are inherently valuable. But the comforting piece of it is just like, why is behaviors like, why do we eat comfort food even if we don't like what it does to our body or the way that it makes us feel? Why do we do it? Because it reminds us of a time when we felt comfort. And I feel like with codependency, there is a similarity where it's like this cozy little whoopee, this little blanket that we think we need, right? We have to function this way. And yet, when we haven't like looked at the blanket in like decades, and when you look at it, it has like SOS pads in it and like glass shards and your arm's bleeding and it's not keeping you warm at all. But it's something that it's so familiar. So one way that we move out of that unhealthy comfort is we have to stay awake. We have to look at, how do I want to feel? What do I want to happen in this relationship or in my life, or whatever it is that we're talking about? But if we just go on autopilot and we just keep going, nothing changes, right? Because literally, until you change, even if it's just changing your mind about what is required of you, about what you should be doing, we really need to look at the boundaries of codependency. And if we are going over the boundary where, think about what is codependency. And we'll talk more about this. I'll go live at some point tomorrow or the next day where we're talking about what is it really. Listen, at the base of codependency, I mean, clearly it is all disordered boundaries. Okay, we got that. Because codependency and healthy boundaries, these two things do not coexist. There's none of this that's happening there. They are two mutually exclusive. So, because inherent in codependency is overstepping boundaries. That's basically what the description of it is, right? You're overly invested in the feeling states, the outcomes, the circumstances of the people in your life to the detriment of your internal peace, your financial, physical, spiritual well-being. That is my definition of what codependency actually is. So I think that it's important that you get clear about what you're doing. But at the base of codependency is a covert or overt bid for control. That's it. So I want you to let that sit for a second. Do you know what I mean? That we don't want that person to make that mistake. We are so, it is this illusion of control. We don't want there to be chaos. We don't want there to be problems. We don't want there to be conflicts. So we don't want our partner making a mistake. We don't want our kid making a mistake. We don't want our friend to marry the idiot. We don't, all the things. But what we don't realize in that process is that those situations, unless you're talking about minor children, they're not our side of the street. And why I'm talking about this now, why is it Crushing Codependency season? Because this course with me and Mark Groves is kicking off on April 6th. And we cover all of this and more, of course, in the course itself. If it sounds interesting, you can check it out at terrycole.com/CC for Crushing Codependency. But this is something that it's a journey, right? It's a journey that starts with going in. A much deeper self-understanding, right? That is what it's about. Lauren said, I grew up in a house where codependency was the ideal, so finding a new way, yep, meets a lot of resistance. I know. And especially when people are like, I can't believe how selfish you are. I can't believe you used to be so loving, but now you're not loving anymore. And it's like part of the process of going through the course itself, learning what it's about, is knowing that there's going to be pushback. When we change the way that we are dancing, especially with our families of origin, they're going to notice that you're doing something different. And so when we are prepared to have that pushback, and where we can stay lovingly connected to our family and not be codependent with them, I mean, that's amazing. That is true liberation. So that is what we're talking about. I understand. Rebecca said the pushback scares me. Of course. And especially if you have the disease to please, if we're a people pleaser, if we don't like conflict, if we're more of a chameleon when it comes to boundaries, if we are a peacekeeper, if we are, you know, all the things. It makes total sense. Yes, and Rebecca said, I'm afraid if I stop at all, I won't be needed. But here's the thing. We're not talking about stopping at all, though, Rebecca. We're just talking about getting clear on what you're doing and how it's making you feel. You can slowly but surely decide what you're going to change one small thing at a time. And this is how we teach it, because this is what creates sustainable change. It's got to be small baby steps. So if it feels overwhelming, back up and say, hey, just one small thing at a time. All we're doing in the beginning, and all we do in the beginning of the course, is it's all about raising your awareness about what you're doing. Where is your codependency expressing itself in your life? How is that causing you pain? How is that causing you to shut yourself down or to not be fully self-expressed? Those are the important things. And then you can slowly but surely decide, with our support and help, what is the right course of action that you want to take. But you can always make these shifts in a way that is comfortable for you. Now listen, you know, having hard conversations is not going to be comfortable, but the way you're going to do it would be different than the way that someone else would do it. So if you are more of an introverted person, you would do it in a more gentle way. If you're a little bit more extroverted, maybe you would use a little more heat. But either way, know that you don't have to change anything, and you certainly are not going to change everything at the same time. You're not stopping all codependent behavior, or it's really about making the distinction about what you're doing and how that is impacting the way that you feel. So if it feels scary, just soothe yourself with, you are in control, right? And you know, when we are actively codependent, we do not feel like we are in control. That's why we feel so, it is so compulsive, because we feel like we have to do these things. So this is where I'm going to leave it for tonight, but just stay tuned in. I'll be better to announce when I'm going live, because I just got spontaneous tonight, but I'll let you know like what time I'm going to go in the next couple of days and over the weekend. And even if it's just 15 minutes, a half an hour, sometimes it'll be longer, but let's talk about codependency, shall we? And if you're thinking that you might want to do the course with me and Mark Groves, go to terrycole.com/CC, and I'll make sure all this info is in the notes from this. And if you really want to be generous, and I would love it if you did it, I'm going to put this up right after this. Come back to this live and say hi and tell me where you're coming from or whatever it is so that other people can find it. I would so appreciate that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm kissing you, and as always, take care of you.